Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Thursday to you. And how was church last night? My, another wonderful, wonderful midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. We were all together. No children's programs during this week between Christmas and New Year's. And so we were all together in the auditorium, had a wonderful, wonderful service together. It was a blessed time, and it was great to be with the people of God. And a great way to end out the year. And I hope you were in your place and that you were a blessing to your church and your pastor. And now we're looking forward to Sunday. And Sunday, of course, the last day of 2023. And we'll have normal service times, 9:30 and 10:30 on Sunday morning. Bible classes and Sunday school at 9:30, morning service at 10:30, then Sunday evening at 5:30. And then after the Sunday evening service, we'll shift gears a little bit and get into our New Year's Eve get-together. And we have a great time on New Year's Eve. And so we go right up to midnight, and we always review the year. We have prayer time right at midnight together and pray in the new year. And God has blessed us abundantly in 2023. And we're looking forward to 2024 here at Bible Baptist Church. And so I hope you'll finish well and set out to have some goals for the new year and aim. You know, if you swing at nothing, you hit it every time. So you got to aim at something. So you say, well, I quit doing resolutions. I don't meet them. Well, you'll get closer to meeting them if you try to, and then if you don't aim at anything. And so always try to strive to move ahead. Always strive to do more, be more for the Lord Jesus, and see what he would put on your heart to be in 2024. Now, I mentioned yesterday I wanted to talk to you about my three homes. It's not original with me. I heard it from Dr. Adrian Rogers that every Christian needs three homes. It's based here on 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 1, where the Bible says, "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so, that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life." I heard Dr. Rogers say every Christian, really every person, ought to have three homes. You ought to have a heavenly home, you ought to have a Christian home, and you ought to have a church home. The first one has to do with your salvation, your eternal destiny. The second has to do with your home and your family. And then the last home, your church home, has to do with that local body of believers that you become a member of and where you serve the Lord. And the first home, your heavenly home, ought to lead you to make sure you have the last two homes. Now, see, settling your eternity ought to affect your present and the rest of your future earthly existence. And so there's really three things you ought to be striving for. Let me encourage you. Three things to strive for as you look ahead now to 2024, which is only a few days away. And Monday will be January 1. And so you only have 3 days to go. What should I strive for? Number one, a happy heart. A happy heart. And by the way, if you're going to have a happy heart, salvation is imperative. Salvation is imperative. In Psalm, I'm thinking it's Psalm 144. I'm looking there now. Psalm 144 and verse number 15. Psalm 144 and verse 15. I'm on my way there. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. You know, you're not going to have that joy and that happiness in your heart unless you know Jesus Christ. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace and long-suffering. The joy is there because Jesus is there. If you're uncertain about eternity, how can you relax? If you don't have the certainty that when you take your last breath here, you'll take your next breath in heaven, how do you go to sleep at night? Oh, the prospect of losing your soul, the prospect of being burned and tormented and punished in hell forever. I can't imagine. That'd drain all the fun out of life for me. I wouldn't be able to function. I would not be able to continue on the same path. Things just would have to change. It's necessary. You need the Lord. There's a hole in your heart that is only ever going to be filled with Jesus Christ. The world will try to satisfy that deep longing in your soul. You may search the whole world o'er, but you'll be just as before. You'll never find true satisfaction until you find the Lord, for only Jesus can satisfy your soul. My friend, you need Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus told Nicodemus, ye must be born again. It's not nice. It's not convenient. It's a must. If you're not born again, you'll not see the kingdom of God. Oh, my friend, trust Jesus Christ, your Savior. Oh, happy day that fixed my choice on thee, my Savior and my God. Oh, my friend, it's the happiest day of your life when you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ to be your Savior. Have you trusted Him? I hope you'll do so today. The presence of the Lord in your life is absolutely essential to you having a happy heart. And then once the Lord's in your heart, then you understand there's a battle that takes place between the old nature and the new nature. The old man and the new man, as the Bible calls it. There's no real happiness until you yield, until there's surrender to the new manager. You see, before salvation, you have a dead spirit and you have a soul, your mind, your will, your emotions, and you have your body. And so we do, what does an unsaved person do? We do whatever we think, feel, and want. Our mind, our will, our emotions. And so we just do whatever we think, feel, and want. If it feels good, do it. Now that we get saved, our spirit is come to life. Our spirit is born again. And God's witness bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. But that soul still wants to control. We still want to do things we want, we think, we feel. And will we listen to the old manager, what we want, what we think we feel, or will we listen to the new manager, what God says is right, what God says we should do? You'll never be happy. You'll never have the happy heart if you're not surrendered to God. Keep your body under, bring it into subjection. Learn to yield to the Spirit of God. Whoever you yield yourself, servants to obey, His servants you are to whom you obey. And so yield yourself to God. And so I know salvation's imperative, surrender is vital, and sacrifice is integral. Sacrifice. You think, can that lead to happiness? Absolutely. Jesus said the way to live is to die. The way to have is to give. And the way to have revival is to travail in prayer. Jesus said, whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. Oh, my friend, sacrifice. Jesus said, you have to be willing to put your hand to the plow and not look back. You need to be willing to take up your cross daily and follow Him. Die to self, surrender to Christ, and put Him on the throne of your heart. You'll have a happy heart, my friend. You'll have a happy heart. Then we also know separation's important. Because happiness depends heavily on who you run with and who you associate with. You associate with evil and you're going to eventually want evil. You hang around worldly things and you're going to want to be worldly. And if you want to walk godly, you got to be around godly people. You have to be in contact with the Spirit of God. Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Be not conformed to this world. Love not the world. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Over and over again, we're encouraged in the Word of God to live a separated life. Separated from the world and separated unto God. If you want a happy heart, you have to make sure that Jesus resides there. And that you're a surrendered, living sacrifice separated from the world. You'll have a happy heart. Then you want to strive for a harmonious home. A harmonious home. A happy home. A Christian home. Be it ever so humble, there's no place like home. And boy, sometimes that's not always the case, but we should want it that way. How do you get a harmonious home? How do you get a happy home? You have family devotions. A dad who will call the family together and read the Word of God. Call the family together and say, let's read the Scripture and let's pray together. or maybe a time to sing a song together. They'll be taught to honor their mother and father and taught to obey the commands of God and taught to love the Lord with all their heart, all their soul, all their mind, all their strength. That'll make for a happy home, my friend, where there's discipline in the home. A child in rebellion will rip the happiness out of a home and replace it with tears and a broken heart. Nothing cuts a parent's heart like a wayward child. Now listen, anybody can execute the discipline in the home, but listen, Dad, Mom, it's your responsibility. You're to bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And the Bible says, whom the Lord loves, he chastens. And so the foolishness is bound in the heart of the child, but a rod of correction will drive it far from him. I don't advocate any beating of children, but I do advocate proper spanking of children, applying the board of education to the seat of learning. And many of you listening to me, you went through that with your parents, and you're glad you did. It wasn't bad for you. It was good for you. So you understand. And Dad, you're responsible for that. Don't leave all that in Mom's hand. You know, when Eve sinned in the garden and took of the fruit, God came looking not for Eve. He came looking for Adam. He came looking for Adam. And so you're accountable, my friend. And then let's also have it found in faithful dedication. A home is worth dedication. Dedicate your home to God. You ever done that? You ever dedicated your home to be used for God? You ever gone through each room of your home and ask the Lord to cleanse it with the blood of Jesus and ask the Lord that he'd be Lord of that room of your house and just dedicate that home to God? Oh, my friend, we need happy, dedicated homes where there's daily devotions, where there's faithful discipline of our children and love for our children. If you don't discipline your children, it's because you don't love them. The Bible says we're to train them up in the way they should go. And faithful and dedication. How dedicated are you to your home? How important is it that you have family worship and church attendance and consistent living in the home? Where Dad is representing God and Mother, the Bride of Christ, in subjection to the Lord. Oh, my children obeying and being well-pleasing in the Lord's sight. Oh, might be dedicated to making sure we have a Christian home. If someone went and spent a week at your home, would they say this is a Christian home? Or would it be just like any other home? I want a happy heart. I want a harmonious home. And then we don't have time today. We'll pick it up tomorrow. Let me talk to you about a healthy church. A healthy church. We'll talk about the church home when we get together for the last broadcast of the year. Hard to believe. Tomorrow, when we meet again on Monday, and I'll be on the air on Monday, it will be January 1, 2024. But listen, don't miss tomorrow, Friday, December 29, and we will talk about a healthy church. You had a happy heart. You have a harmonious home, and you need a healthy church. Well, what does that mean? We'll talk about that when we get together tomorrow, all right? I hope you have a great Thursday, everybody, and the Lord will continue to prepare us to end this year and bring in a brand new year if he tarries his coming, and we'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow on the broadcast, all right? Thanks for listening to Words to Encourage Radio, and until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with us.
sunny smile.